Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
Anyway, I'm pleased to say that Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal joins us once again. Good afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon.
You must be happy now. It's raining. It's rotten outside.
Well, it's been raining all week since I was in here last. And what I noticed down the country anyway, it was soaking it up. It was absolutely the ground. There wasn't a puddle. You know, it was dry within an hour of the rain falling. Now, mind you, here in Dublin today, it's certainly not like that. There's puddles everywhere. But look at least Met Éireann has dropped the yellow drought warnings up the west from Donegal down to Kerry, West Limerick, all that side of the country, into the Midlands, Roscommon, well, that's a bit above the Midlands, I suppose. Roscommon, Cavan, all along there. Farmers are doing okay. They're happy that they've got an awful lot of their winter forage sorted and organised, which is good news. Where the problem really is at the worst at the moment is the southeast and the eastern parts of the country, where one of the banks did a survey of 160 farmers, and they said that in the west, 85, or in the east rather, 85% of no, that was the ones in the west. 85% of them were absolutely okay, whereas only 1 in 5 in Leinster and only 13% in Munster had enough fodder for the winter. Now, if you put out fertiliser now, it takes it 6 weeks to work. So 6 weeks will bring us into the middle of September.
Mm.
Now, this time last year, this very week last year, livestock were being housed all over the country because of the really bad weather we had during the summer. So, you know, you have cows and stock indoors in the west of Ireland from the 1st of August last year, and on the east coast and in parts of Munster, you have them in at the moment because of totally different reasons, which is to do with grass growth. And, you know, it's just been in the most extraordinary weather year. Like on the run of things, prices and stuff like that haven't been too bad. But it's just been all about the weather. It's all about totally uncontrollables. And the cost it's put on farmers has been absolutely horrendous. And with that in mind, it's been good news, and it's been welcomed by the Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, and from the IFA that SuperValu have agreed to pay a price top-up per unit or per kg on Irish-grown broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, lettuce, kale, parsnips, leeks, carrots, scallions and swedes. So Musgrave's run the SuperValu chain and Centra, and, you know, they recognise that there has been a really tough time for vegetable producers, and this top-up payment to them is certainly welcome. They're not letting us know what the top-up will be because of competitive reasons, but the IFA is asking the other supermarkets to follow suit.
Right.
I mean, it's a way of ensuring that we will have Irish-grown vegetables next year.
Well, then again, at the same time, I suppose, whether it's physically possible to grow a lot of these vegetables.
Well, I mean, all of these would be crops that would grow in here, you know, the broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, lettuce, all of them need an awful lot of water and irrigation. We don't have most of our land for vegetable production is not irrigated. We always have enough rain. So this year has been totally different, and crops have failed. Production has been down massively in many cases, and that cost has all been borne by the farmer at the moment. So SuperValu's move, you know, is Martin Kelleher is the managing director there, and I think it's one that's been welcomed, and maybe the other supermarkets would follow suit now.
Okay, well, I suppose every little bit helps.
Every
really.
Little bit helps. Yep.
Yeah, and the thing is, I suppose what's happening now down the road, it's probably costing farmers now, but they know that, you know, to catch up on themselves next year.
Yeah, well, that's it. Look, the real killer is if you've only got 13% of your winter forage saved. Now, you know, there's only a finite amount of time. You can't keep making days. Evenings come in, everybody knows when the kids go back to school, all of a sudden it's darker in the evenings. You need sunlight as well to grow grass.
Mm.
And so, you know, you have parts of the country where they're only producing, you know, a tenth of what they should be doing on a normal August or July day. And that's where the difficulty lies at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's to get that bulk in, to keep them fed, all the animals. Now, the animals are as happy as Larry. And, you know, the vast majority of livestock are absolutely enjoying the weather. They're sitting back. They've got this really new, varied diet. It's like they've gone eating Chinese for the first time, you know, because there's all this different stuff that they never got before because they were usually being fed on grass. The sun is, you know, if you walk around the countryside, there's no animals bawling at gates looking for their dinner. No, I mean, they're delighted with themselves. They're sitting back in the sun. Everything is going grand. It's the farmer who is putting the costs of all of this together is the fella who's pulling his hair out.
Yeah.
So every little help. But one job a lot of farmers will be doing over the weekend, maybe because they'll have kids home from work and they're home for the bank holiday, will be weaning lambs.
Mm.
So we kind of touched on this last week, but look, it's a job that's been done on many farms this month altogether. And what we when lambs are born, like we would have our lambs coming in March, April. So now is the time we wean. If you're having the lambs earlier, you'd be weaning earlier. So weaning, it means taking the ewe off, the lamb off the ewe and putting them in a separate field. And it gives the ewes a chance to have a relax and a, you know, a rest and get into good condition for to go and lamb again in October, November, that kind of time. And the lambs are always kind of a bit skittish and, a bit delighted with themselves in one respect to be free. But there's always one or two of them who want to get back home to mammy. And generally in our place, we let them do that. Their use now, they would have been drinking an awful lot of milk when they were born. But very rapidly, they got into eating grass, they got into eating meals. So as the weeks have gone by, they're less and less dependent on mother's milk.
Mm.
So the ewes then, what you need to be doing with them is they have, some of them will have milk still. And if you leave ewes out on grass or even on fields with very little grass, which is what you should be doing at this time of the year, they're still going to produce that milk. So farmers have to bring the sheep in every evening and check the ones that have milk, and they have to milk them out. Because if they don't, they can end up getting mastitis. And one sure sign of mastitis, just when the Met Office issues a blight warning, it's usually about potatoes. And I always get nervous. I hate hearing about blight warnings because I always think of, you know, back in 1847 when they didn't have such things and, you know, we ended up with a famine.
Yeah.
But you hear the blight warnings. But there's two other things that are impacted by blight warnings. One is mastitis in ewes that are being weaned. And if you get mastitis, they can literally, their udder can rot if it's not been minded.
Yeah. And I think women listening who
women
yeah,
know,
I,
exactly,
women
know exactly what I'm talking about here.
Doing, it's a sore dose
and a very sore dose and needs to be treated. Well, what you're trying to do is prevent it. So you need to keep milking out the ewes. They need to have a good plenty of water and not so much in the line of food, because what you're actually doing is trying to wean them off milk. Or you know, to stop them milking. But the other thing that the blight, when you get a blight warning from the Met Office, one is mastitis in ewes, and the second thing is maggots.
Maggots.
Now, sorry for upsetting your tea. Maggots are a real problem in sheep and lambs at this time of the year when you get blight warnings, even if they've been dipped or if they've been protected. But it's the blowfly. It's a particular fly. It lays its eggs inside in the wool. Then it's literally can be devastating to the lamb or to the sheep. So farmers are on the lookout for that now. Many of them will have put out preventative methods. Often those preventative methods take about 6 weeks. They last about 6 weeks. So you should be kind of getting into a situation where the weather wouldn't be as warm and you wouldn't have these drought warnings or these blight warnings. So again, that's something that needs to be watched as well.
Mm.
So there are two big jobs for sheep farmers this weekend. Get the lambs weaned, keep the ewes from getting mastitis, and make sure that there's no blowfly strikes, particularly on lambs.
God, that's an awful lot to look out for. And is the good weather good or bad for, say, the flies and stuff?
No, it's not. It's the particular, it's that kind of muggy weather, you know, that kind of, you know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, muggy.
And when it's close.
Exactly. That kind of weather. That's what you're talking about. But, you know, it means that, look, watching a sheep flock isn't simple. You need, at this time of the year, you need to be checking it every day. Like, there's different things that can happen. Like, in June, May, June, you're afraid of ewes going on their back because they're carrying extra wool and they roll over. There they sit with their four legs in the air and they can't get back on their legs and they're prey to all sorts of trouble. You know, now you have the problem with when you wean the lambs, you know, the lambs don't know, you know, they haven't kind of got their mum's knowledge of the size of the farm and where the ground is that they should be. So you need to watch them because they can break for their neighbours very, very quickly. Mm. And, well, they don't know where they're supposed to be, you know.
Yeah.
They're all in one field together, like, and like, where's Mammy? And, you know, we don't know. And where we go next? And we've no idea. But the thing about this, and you know, just for maybe your more sensitive listeners, they're not upset. Because you can, about 3-4 days later, you could put them in the field beside the mammies and there wouldn't be a word out of either mammies or lambs.
Do they just forget about each other?
They just forget about each other. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the way you're supposed to, the recommendations now in last week's Farmers Journal about how you, you know, get the best out of ground is that you give the lambs the best grass and you let them eat the best grass and move on to the next paddock, and then you let the ewes come into the paddock behind and let them clear it off. And the two of them are paddock by side by side and they don't even notice each other. So, but there's always maybe one or two that can, you see, what can happen with a lambing flock is a ewe goes in lamb late and her lamb is maybe a month younger than the other lambs. And then this little figure just wants to, you know, stay with mammy. And you know, most farmers will let that happen. And because the thing about him is if he doesn't give up, he'll draw all the other lambs up and then you'll be sorting.
You'll have
them.
A revolt on your hands.
Yeah, yeah. So look, there's always, you know, just these little jobs that people think, you know, they look out at a nice, pleasant, you know, flock of sheep, but not thinking that that day they've been checked, the ewes have been checked for mastitis, the ewes and the lambs have been checked for maggots, feet have had to be looked after, you know. So, you know, there's always jobs to be done.
Yeah, that's good. Land cruisers have been stolen.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting, there's always, like, look at farm vehicles are prime candidates for being whipped. There's always bunches of them stolen. But in the last couple of months, especially around Mead, we're talking about, so I think it was 19 stolen in total. But 6 of them were stolen Land Cruisers in a 10K area, literally, you know, within, you know, a parish, two mm-hmm. parishes, which is an awful lot of them. You know, what's been disturbing about these is that a lot of them have been locked. Now, there's a lot of farmers' places where you can go into a yard and in 3 o'clock in the morning and find the keys in the car, you know. No door locked, yeah, and windows wide open. But in a couple of these cases, the houses have been broken into and doors locked, you know, unlocked, and keys that were put away safely have been found, and the Land Cruisers are taken. Seemingly, it's hard enough to get them back. And there's a Garda confidential line, 1-800-666. I think that's 111. Available for people who feel, you know, they think that they know where one of these missing vehicles are. So the particular warning goes out to the Mead.
Well, they're probably all in the same place if they're all stolen.
Well, if they're literally being, you know, sold or stolen to order, I don't know. But anyway, it's the Mead area and Loud, and that's where the particular concern is at the moment. So again, you know, it's worrisome for people who are in their beds at night, and if they're being stolen around them, that, you know, they're that there's more to be taken.
Indeed.
And just finally, just a congratulations to Peter Herity from Owen Wee in Westport, County Mayo. He recently set a 9-hour yew blade shearing record. He sheared 326 yews. Now, this
is by hand.
This is by hand with a shears, a hand
shears.
This is
like using the scissors,
it's
sort
like
of,
using
a big scissors.
A scissors, like, yeah, a toenail scissors, like, yeah, one of those things.
Right.
326 in now 9 hours with breaks in between. It's a new Irish record. God help his back. And I don't know how, he mustn't have had blisters on his hands. But that is some job to be able to do. Fair juice to him.
He's some man. Mairead, thanks a million for coming in to us. Mairead Lowry there from the Farmers Journal. Just
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.